The following is an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio, the voice of the pirate nation. This is Eastern North Carolina's longest-running sports radio call-in show. The Brian Bailey Show is on the air. The Brian Bailey Show on Pirate Radio is brought to you by
The Angus Grill, Bostick Sugg Furniture, Bojangles, East Coast Grading, Greenville Auto World, Papa John's, Greenville Utility Company, Michelob Ultra, The Rick House, Taft, Taft & Hagler, and Tiebreakers.
And now, here's Brian Bailey.
Okay, happy Monday, everybody. Welcome into our show. It is game week for Pirate football. East Carolina spring football game is set for Saturday at 1 o'clock. Damian Magazu is in the studio live for our first half of our show. We're going to preview the spring football game with Coach Mags, and then later on, Kirk Kraft, East Carolina track and field coach, had a big weekend this past weekend. He's going to come up in our second half hour, but Coach Magazu is with us. Are you glad to be back home in East Carolina, Coach?
Absolutely, Coach. There's nothing like East Carolina, and I'm just so happy to be back and have my family here and show them what ECU is all about.
Damon Magazu, one of the Pirate greats as a player and now an assistant coach, will continue our show for you coming up after this.
The brunch is back. The famous brunch buffet at Fifth Street Hardware has a variety of breakfast and lunch items from 10:30 to 2, including an omelet station and prime rib, and a special Sunday cocktail menu, including mimosa flights. Don't forget, Fifth Street Hardware has lunch specials every day, along with over 40 beers on tap. Trivia Wednesday, live music every Thursday night, and a late night menu through the weekend. Visit FifthStreetHardware.com or give them a follow on Facebook and Instagram for a weekly lineup and more. Go Pirates! The wait is over. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR, is now live in North Carolina. You can legally bet on all your favorite sports anytime, anywhere, right here in North Carolina with DraftKings. For a limited time, new customers who sign up with the promo code PIRATE and bet $5 will receive $200 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings has the best features, including same-game parlays, player props, and more, with fast and easy payouts right at your fingertips. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now using the code PIRATE and bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PIRATE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and is used under license.
Be sure to check out David Price Construction for all of your commercial or custom residential renovation and building needs. Run by ECU alumni, David Price Construction specializes in commercial projects, maintenance on facilities, and large-scale residential renovations and additions. Proud to be voted the Remodeler of the Year by the Home Builders Association of Raleigh-Wake County in 2018 and Best Business Commercial Remodel Project winner for 2020. David Price Construction, the proud ECU Home Services partner.
Pirate fans, the 2024 ECU football season will be here before you know it, and season tickets are on sale now. Lock in your season tickets to be a part of the Dowdy Ficklin experience all year long. Season tickets start as low as $115. Payment plans are also available to fans who lock in their seats early. Just head to ecupirates.com or call the athletic ticket office at 1-800-DIAL-ECU. We look forward to seeing you in Dowdy Ficklin Stadium in 2024.
This is your What's New update, brought to you by the new Greenville Auto World. What's new? The new Greenville Auto World has new owners, a state-of-the-art service repair facility that can help you with tires, state inspection, AC repair, and more. Greenville Auto World can work on any type of vehicle and offers great monthly oil change specials. What's new? You making a service appointment now by calling 364-8730. For award-winning service, trust Greenville Auto World, Highway 43 across from the Speedway at Bell's Fork. Pirates supporting Pirates.
Pirate Radio, no one can outwork us.
Like the way you move.
We are the voice of the Pirate Nation. You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, providing reliable utility solutions to the Greenville region since 1905. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to our show. We take your questions and comments, as always, on our Facebook Live page. If you have a question or comment for Damon Magazoo, we will get that to Coach Mags, and we'll get you set for the spring football game coming up. Now, take us back as a player, and I'm sure it probably changed depending on, you know, your freshman year to your sophomore and so on, but what was the spring game like for you as a player?
It definitely did change over time. You know, initially, you know, kind of your first spring game, you're trying to just kind of make a little bit of a name for yourself with your coaches and teammates and just prove that, you know, you can get the job done and they can trust on you. And then as you progress, it's a lot more of dialing in on the details and nuances of a certain technique or just the overall game of football and finding little tips and different things like that. But at the end of the day, it is always to be able to showcase what you can do for your team and build that trust with coaches and teammates.
When you think back to your spring football games as a player, does anything stand out with any plays or anything you did or anything somebody else did that you say, man, I'll never forget that?
You know, from the actual football side of it, no, sir. Nothing really stands out from that piece. But the spring games have always stood out as far as, you know, the support from the fans and then the autographs, whether it was before or after. And so that piece has always stood out. And then the Friday night, you know, pig picking,
yeah,
which I'm excited to bring my family to this week.
Yeah, the parade of pigs is always something that's a little different from Eastern North Carolina standpoint, isn't it?
Absolutely. And me and Brittany were talking about barbecue the other day, and I think, you know, it's going to be able to show her what a real barbecue is now.
There you go. And a lot of folks are interested in that. And they have the pig cooking contest that night, and they announced the winners Saturday morning as a part of all the festivities. So much stuff going to go on as far as the spring football game is concerned. The great Pirate Purple Gold Pigskin Pig Out Party. I was there from some of the early years. I was not here for the very first one, but then after that, I was here after that. But, you know, Miller Lite used to be one of the sponsors of that. They bring some of their all-stars from those old commercials into Greenville, and it was a big-time party atmosphere. It's kind of, you know, it's slowed down a little bit through the years. You know, there's not as many things around it, but it's still kind of a celebration of football, celebration of, you know, barbecue, especially if the weather's nice. I mean, there's nothing like going out and you get a taste of football. And I always tell people, you know, this is your last taste of football until, you know, August rolls around, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's when, you know, things really get rolling.
And you know, it's funny because we say that. Now, obviously, you guys are working hard behind the scenes as coaches, and all the players are continuing with Big John and all the work that goes on. But as far as fans go, you know, we don't get a chance to see anything until camp starts coming up in August. Those camps, I told you this before when we went on the air, before we went on the air, about the beard. I don't know how you go through camp with that beard. I don't know how you do it.
It actually protects me from the sunlight.
Does it?
So, that, you know, it might get a little bit hotter, but, you know, I'm not going to get a sunburn on the face.
If you Google Damon Magazoo, it'll show you him as a player, clean cut. You know, you look like you're 12, and it shows you as a coach, and you got the big beard and everything going.
But, well, I think if I shaved now, I would not look 12.
That's so, right.
Just trying to cover up some of the age with the beard.
Take us back to when you heard about the job opening and your interest in the job. I mean, how excited were you when you found out, hey, I got a chance at this thing?
I was extremely excited. It's always been a personal goal of mine to be able to get back home to East Carolina. And so when that possibility came about, you know, I wanted to make sure I handled it the right way, not only with Coach Houston, but with also Coach Odom. And it was important to me for it to be handled the right way. And I was just excited to, you know, be in the conversation. Obviously, I hold this place, you know, near and dear to my heart and think the world of it. And so to be in that conversation for an opportunity, I was excited.
Yeah, Trip Weaver's a good friend of ours, and he did a great job. And Blake Harrell was in your very seat last week talking about it and said, hey, you know, we wish him the very best of luck. He's trying to move up in his career, and we're lucky to have a guy like Damon Magazoo to come in who knows Pirate football, who is a Pirate, and he comes in, and he'll help out our staff immensely. So that's high praise from Coach Harrell.
Well, it's been amazing working with Coach Harrell, and I've enjoyed not just learning his system from a football standpoint, but getting to know him as well and this whole staff, and they're nothing but awesome to work with.
Questions and comments, as we said on our Facebook Live page. Robert writes in and says, what was part of your success at your last stop at UNLV? What do you think your most successful part was as a coach with the Running Rebels?
I think we created a lot of takeaways. And in my mind, if you can create takeaways, it gives you a chance to win. And so takeaways equal victory. And so as many times we can give the ball back to our offense, our chances of winning a game go way up.
And when you look at takeaways, I mean, that's some teams are good at it, and some teams seem to struggle at it and don't get many takeaways. Is it part of the culture that you build at practice? Is it something that you know, and you've seen it, some teams are good at it and some teams aren't?
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's a number of things that I think go into it, but like you said, it's a culture built around taking the ball away. And, you know, Coach Houston and Coach Harrell have done a heck of a job creating that culture here. And then I think a lot of it goes into pre-snap. You know, once you idea formation, then when you get aligned with urgency, you can see a bunch of little details that help you play faster. And just that one extra step, instead of having a PBU, now it's an interception. Or instead of a tackle, now, you know, you're in better position to bite the ball on the tackle. So there, I think there's a lot that goes into it just pre-snap.
When you look at this Pirate defense this year, it looks like the strength of this defense is in the interior line. Do you see that?
I do. Those guys are getting after it. Yeah. I mean, I try to tell our safeties and really all DBs, those big guys up front are our best friends.
Oh, you better, and, most certainly your best friends.
You know, watching them get after it every single play, and you know, Coach Zachary and Coach Tesh have done a heck of a job with those guys up front. They go and eat every single play, and, you know, it's fun to watch.
And the better that they are up front, really the better that your defensive backs are going to be, because if they put pressure on the quarterback, that always helps out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was telling Big Tay the other day, you know, Brittany loves to bake. So, you know, if you guys get after the quarterback, there'll be some, you know, good baked goods coming in on Sunday. So he was pretty excited about that.
I bet all those big fellows were probably excited about that.
But
they are probably the strength of this defense. And as we said, Blake Harrell was here last week, and he was talking about, you know, some of the strength of this defense, what he's seen out of this defense. And he talked a lot, too, about this offense at East Carolina with John David Baker coming in, and really, you know, just the speed of this offense and getting set. Coach Harrell said, and you obviously weren't here last year, but he said a couple of the big plays that East Carolina gave up last year were probably because they weren't lined up exactly right, because, you know, the other team was fast at getting set up, and they struggled with that a couple of times. He said, but this summer, or this spring rather, you know, that offense is so cranking up every play that his defense is getting used to that.
Absolutely. I mean, what Coach has done with the offense this spring, that, you know, they present a lot of different challenges from what they do. And, you know, the tempo has helped us tremendously, just for our guys to understand to align with urgency. And that alone, like you were saying, can eliminate a lot of explosive plays just by getting aligned and having the sense of urgency from a mental standpoint.
And the other aspect of that is he talked about, we don't want anybody having to think out there. You know, it's like they line up, we line up, and we play, because if you think, it slows you down a little bit, and it may slow you down just enough that you can't make the big play.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it goes from that, all those reps over and over again at practice, where, you know, it should become second nature, you know, whatever the call may be. But again, it goes back to that tempo of just having to get aligned with urgency, and that kind of gets the whole play started.
Do you remember that as a player, as a young player in college football, that you almost had to think more than as a junior or senior later on?
Absolutely. It takes time to get that secondhand nature within a scheme. And I remember, it might have been 2011, I think we went down to play Houston, and they were just hurry up. And we looked up after that first drive, and I was like, oh, wow, they just scored. Like, it happened within about 50 seconds. They were rolling. And, you know, it creates a big challenge if you have guys in the offense that can do that.
When you look at your coaching past, your coaching history, I mean, getting started, you know, with working under Lincoln, that had to mean a whole lot to you, and the success that he's had. Of course, he was a Pirate too. That's where you guys met. But you know, guys like that, you know, you have to just kind of take everything you can from them, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as soon as you stop learning, you start dying. And so no matter what your experience is, no matter what age, you know, you got to constantly try to absorb the information around you, especially around great men and great coaches. You know, being able to be around Coach Riley, Coach Ruff, Alex Grinch, Coach Stoops. I've been around a lot of really good people that also have really good football minds, and trying to just absorb as much knowledge as you can.
Did you kind of sometimes look around and kind of pinch yourself and say, man, what am I doing here at Oklahoma with all these guys? And, you know, national television this weekend, Oklahoma's playing Texas, or, you know, being involved in some of those games. I mean, you kind of just pinch yourself?
There was a handful of times where I did. One of them, you know, my dad came to visit for spring ball, and I was showing him around the stadium, and he kind of looked out at the field, and he turned around at me, he goes, this is pretty darn cool. And that's coming from a guy that coached in two Super Bowls, right, and everything like that, and I'm thinking, you know what? This is pretty darn cool.
Yeah, you kind of lose sight of it when the saying is you can't see the forest for the trees.
Absolutely.
But you're right on top of it. But that's a great story. It's just neat when you sit afar from all of that and watch everything, and then, you know guys that are involved and working behind the scenes and trying to keep up with everybody and that kind of thing. And we're glad Damon Magazoo has made his way back to Greenville as an assistant coach for Mike Houston on this staff. We're talking about the spring football game coming up Saturday, 1 o'clock kickoff for the spring game. You guys don't have a lineup yet because there's different ways to do it. Do you remember when you were a player, what you guys usually did? Was it ones versus ones, twos versus twos?
I think it was offense and defense, believe so. From what I can remember, that's what it was.
And usually what Coach Houston does, he kind of looks at the whole, you know, aspect of, you know, what can we get the most out of our players with? You know, do we want to divide them up in just separate teams and have a draft and that kind of thing? Or do we want to keep them together, ones, ones, twos, twos? Sometimes, you know, they'll do, like you said, the offense versus the defense and have a scoring system, mm-hmm. which for average fans is hard to keep up with because the defense gets points for this, this, and this. And, you know, we figured out how the offense gets points, but we can't, you know, figure out how the defense. Is there a particular way you like to see it done? Is it
to me it doesn't matter. You know, I think there's a number of factors that go into it, you know, it especially injuries, number one, right? Do you have enough guys,
right,
to be able to have,
and that's
a
big part of it. Yeah.
But I think, you know, whatever's most fun for the fans, and I just like watching the guys get after it and cut them loose and let them roll.
Yeah, man. Now, in your days, did they play for beanie weenies or steak? Was that on the deal? And is that always what you play for, or when it comes down to it, everybody gets steak?
I think we did have a winner's dinner, if I can remember now. I'm getting older, so it was a while ago.
He looks at me and says, I'm getting older. I'm ancient if you're getting older.
But I think we did have a winner's dinner, and then kind of everyone else, you know, had, you know, whether it was chicken and rice or
beanie weenies.
Beanie weenies.
I remember Coach Ruff used to always say that. And I know Coach Ruff didn't get no beanie weenie. he got the good stuff. He got the steak. Another question coming in about the quarterbacks. What do you see as far as the quarterback situation is concerned? Obviously, that's a big concern for this Pirate football team after what the Pirates went through last year. I got the two transfers in. What have you seen on the defensive side about those guys?
You know, the thing that I look at the most is making sure the ball doesn't go over our head. And so, you know, all of those guys are, you know, they do a really good job of you know, running the offense and you know, making it run smoothly and challenging us on the defensive side. And so I think all those guys have done a heck of a job this spring.
Yeah, I tell you, I think, you know, the fans are really interested in seeing that coming up on Saturday. And Coach Houston, I think he was talking about Jake Garcia on Saturday. He said that sometimes the pressure, you know, was getting to him, and he was a little concerned about that, but they talked to him and said, hey, you know, you got to just relax and got to, you know, let the game come to you. But that's easier said than done sometimes, especially at the quarterback position.
I've never played the position, but I can definitely understand that.
Because you're in charge of, you know, a couple of guys, and those guys are in charge of certain things, but that quarterback, and I've always been amazed at a guy like Holton Ayler can come in, and, you know, he was like a coach on the field when he was quarterbacking at East Carolina, and so, you know, it's very difficult, I'm sure. Damon Magazoo is our guest. We'll take a commercial break right now. We'll come back later on today. Kirk Kraft, East Carolina track and field coach, he'll be live in the studio with us. We'll continue to get you set for the spring football game here on the Brian Bailey Show. That's coming up after this.
What's What's up, sandwich heads? Today on Steve-O's Sandwich Reviews, we've got the tips and tricks to the best sandwich order. And it all starts with this little guy right here. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Partial to pastrami, craving a Cubano. Yeah, sounds delicious, but boom! Add the crisp, refreshing taste of Pepsi Zero Sugar and cue the fireworks. Lunch, dinner, or late night, it'll be a sandwich worth celebrating. Trust me, your boy's eaten a lot of sandwiches in his day, and the one thing I can say with absolute fact... Every bite is better with Pepsi.
Familia is your go-to spot for the best Italian dishes around, including pizzas, pastas, salads, and homemade desserts. And now Familia has BOGO specials. That's right. Whether it's dine-in or takeout, you can get buy one, get one spaghetti and meatballs on Tuesdays, lasagna on Wednesdays, and baked ziti on Thursdays. As always, Familia has their weekly Pizza of the Week special for just $14. So go ahead and place your order online or call 689-6330, and Familia will have your order ready in their drive-thru window for pickup. Familia on Fire Tower Road in Winterville near Pitt Community College. Go Pirates!
Get inspired and freshen up your home during the Spring Savings Event at Bostick Sugg Furniture. Springtime is the best time to find beautiful furniture at prices that are just your style. Plus, 6 months special financing. Save up to 70% off clearance items and closeouts. Plus, take an additional 10% off all American-made brands. Make bedtime the best time on a new mattress with up to 48 months special financing during the Spring Savings Event. On now at Bostick Sugg Furniture.
Turkey, ham, bacon, these and other meats are great around the holidays and every other day, but they all leave behind grease when you cook them, and grease is a real pain in the drain. When you pour grease down a drain, it cools and can clog sewer lines. That can lead to sewer spills, which are messy, bad for the environment, and can also be expensive. Never pour grease down the drain. Instead, collect it in a container like a used soup can or jar. Let it cool and throw it away in the trash. Together, we can protect our sewer system and the environment. For more information, go to GUC.com.
Seared Shop House, Greenville's go-to restaurant for premium scratch-made entrees, paired with an impressive selection of wines and cocktails. Seared Shop House, whether you're celebrating an anniversary, birthday, a special night out, or just want to have the best meal in town, come see why Seared is the place where great atmosphere and great food collide. Seared is now open for lunch Monday through Friday, and be sure to stop in for the best brunch in town Saturday and Sunday. They also offer pickup and delivery. Head to searedshophouse.com for all online ordering.
Pirate Radio.
I listen to you guys all the time, especially when it's coming up to game week with the Pirates, and I assure you I'll be listening to Pirate Radio at some point during the fall this year.
The voice of the Pirate Nation. You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities. Community owned, community powered. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to our show. Damon Magazu, safeties coach at East Carolina, helping us preview the big spring football games coming up on Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll also be on the air streaming on WNCT.com at 12 noon with a special pregame show. Coach Houston will be a part of that. John David Baker, Blake Harrell, John Gilbert would be a part of that. That will also air on the radio side on the Pirate Sports Network, but we'll have it the TV side streaming on WNCT.com. So something new, something different to add to your enjoyment. If you can't make the spring game, you can check out a little bit of it there beforehand. We won't have the spring game itself as far as that on TV, but we will have the pregame show leading up to it. Kenny writes in and says, in the defensive backfield, who is looking good? Speed, size, and playmakers. Some of your guys, I was going to ask you about some of these players, but in generalities, how good do your guys look?
They've done a really good job. They they've accepted kind of my coaching style, and we've gotten to know each other. And I appreciate the effort that they've put in, and them welcoming me back. And DK, Devin King, Jordan Huff, D. Nash, Omar Rogers, those guys have done a really good job this spring, and I'm excited to just continue to work with them to help them get better.
When you guys get together as a staff, your safeties and then the other defensive backs and the ends, take us through that whole process, which coaches with which players, that kind of thing.
So obviously I have the safeties,
right.
Coach Jules has the corners, and then Coach Harrell, he's got all the linebackers, and then up front Coach Zachary's got the end and the rush, and Coach Tesh has those guys in the middle. And so there's a lot of moving parts to make sure that everybody's on the same page, and we'll do some group stuff, whether it's meeting wise or group stuff on the field in different pods and things like that, before we get to true team settings, to make sure everybody's running on all cylinders.
Funny story of practice the other day. I hope I don't get Coach Tesh in trouble. I love Coach Tesh. But he was talking to his big guys, and he said, I don't know what Coach Harrell was talking about. This is what we're going to call it. We're going to call it this and this. And those guys were laughing, and Tesh was laughing. And I don't know what the terminology was or what it was, but it's just kind of funny that, because you got so much communication going on, and you all have to be on the same page. And I'm sure Coach Tesh went back to Coach Harrell and said, okay, here's what we got. Here's what we got. But it was just funny to hear him say, it's like, I don't know what in the world's going on with this terminology, but this is what we're going to call it. Understand this. And those big guys were laughing. And that was good to see, because, you know, you have to have a coaching staff. It's almost like a family itself, because you guys spend so much time together. I mean, you guys are with each other a lot more than you're with your families, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it has been so much fun getting to know these guys as men, not just coaches, but we spend so much time together, probably more together than with our families. So, you know, being able to be around each other when it's just not football and be able to talk life and things like that, it's fun to get to know each other.
I've asked you a lot about your playing career, because obviously I was here and got a chance to cover it. But can you imagine life with the NIL and with transfer portals and all that? If you were a player, how that would go? Because, you know, what we don't really understand, well, I don't understand, you know, these athletes are young. Mm-hmm. And if there's an NIL collective calling and offering you this amount of this or that, I mean, it's got to be just mind-boggling. You know, what do you do? You only come around life once. And so you have to make good decisions, and it's got to be difficult.
There's a lot of information in different scenarios, and I think, you know, young players and you know, guys just got to find out what is the best situation for them, and that's all across college football. You know, everybody's got a little different scenario that they're in, and they just got to find the best situation for them.
It's just, I just can't imagine, you know, and like, if you have a bad day at practice, you can just say, well, I'll turn my stuff in, I'll go play somewhere else. And that's just not how it's supposed to be. You know, you're trying to raise, and this is what Coach Houston has said, the same thing. You're trying to raise football players, but you're also trying to raise men. These guys are going to be men in our society. And what kind of society is it if you just take your ball and go home?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't speak for everyone else, but, you know, that's a big reason why I got into coaching, was to affect young men in a positive way and help them for their life. And you know, I think it goes a little bit to the recruiting process of the guys and their character that you're bringing into the program.
You affected somebody's life. You drove Russell Wilson all the way to Wisconsin, did you? With the interception.
I don't think I had a huge part in that. I'm sure there was some different situations going on, maybe.
The only reason I bring that up is every time we're with Damon, Damon gives you that look like, hey, man, don't talk about the interception. I've talked about it a million times. But if you don't remember,
you actually messed with me last time I said that.
That's
as soon
right.
as you took the microphone, you said, oh, yeah, I remember. And I was like, oh, don't.
That's right. But if Fire fans are out there, it was a state game. East Carolina scored a touchdown in overtime, missed the extra point. And obviously, as fans, you hate to think negative things, but you're thinking like, well, they score a touchdown, kick an extra point, game's over. And about that time, Russell Wilson threw over the middle, and Damon Magazoo came out of nowhere and picked it off, and the rest is Pirate football history. Does it feel good that you're, you know, when you think of great moments in Pirate history, you're in the top, got to be in the top five, I would think.
I mean, it feels good to be able to be remembered. But again, I hope I'm remembered for more than just one play, because if not, then...
That's all I remember, is that one
bad
play.
It's bad ball, you know? If no. It's just one play, then, you know...
Well, a lot of times you don't want anybody to know you, because if they throw one over your head and, you know... But as a defensive back...
That happened too now.
No, I'm sure. But as a defensive back and as a defensive back's coach, you have to preach the fact that you have to have a short memory. Isn't that one of the big keys?
You do. I mean, you got to play the next play. And I think, you know, I try to explain to my guys, you know, you can't analyze how you're playing, you know, whether it's in a practice, in a scrimmage, or in a game. You can't do that. And so you got to play the next play, because if you let one play, whether it's good or bad, affect the next one, then all of a sudden you're, you know, you may put a string of bad plays together. And so if you have a good play, that play ain't going to help you on the next one. So you got to have a short memory and get going on that next play. And a lot of it is aligning with that urgency, which we've gotten a lot of practice with this spring.
What's it like as a coach when you're in the booth or on the sideline, you call your play, and they throw a pass where you thought they were going to throw it, and the guy picks it off and runs all the way back for a touchdown. What's that like?
I mean, watching a kid be successful when you've seen him put in all the work, there's nothing like it. And so watching him make that play and have success and help the team out, you know, it's kind of why we get into the business, whether it's on the field or off the field, watching young men succeed.
Yeah, man, that's got to be just a great, great feeling, because obviously, you know, you've had success, you know, he's got success, and that's we're looking forward to some of those big plays. Maybe on Saturday, you guys may come up with a big play on Saturday.
I hope so.
The problem with those big plays on a spring game is that if you make a big play, that means the offense didn't make a big play, and so it's kind of a catch-22, right?
It is for the offense, but we're out there to compete, so you know we got to do our job and do our part.
Yeah, wrapping things up now with Damon Magazoo, because I told you we'd get you out of here at 12:30. What do you want to see out of your guys, you know, on Saturday in the spring game?
I just want to see them play with great effort and cut it loose and have fun.
Yeah,
and that's the big thing. You know, watch them play full speed and play with great eyes and technique, but just cut it loose and have fun.
Enjoy that barbecue.
Absolutely,
that'll be good.
Got to eat it after though, so they don't get slowed down.
That's right. And you too. You don't really slow down for the game. Damon Magazoo joining us. Damon, thanks so much. We certainly appreciate it. One of the problems you're going to have, though, is that when you're a friend of the program like you are, I'll be calling you a lot more to come on the radio.
That's perfectly fine. I always look forward to coming and chat it up with you.
I appreciate that. Damon Magazoo, our guest. We'll take a commercial break. Coming up next, Kirk Kraft will be live in the studio talking track and field at East Carolina after the 10th annual Bill Carson Invitational from this past weekend. Back with more on the Brian Bailey Show for you after this. All right, it's that time of year again. Let's take a look at what's going on in the Wings Over Greenville brackets.
In the sauce region, we have the top-seeded Honey Barbecue getting the win over Hot Garlic.
In the wings region, Tenders defeats Traditional in a nail-biter.
In the sandwich region, the Chicken Bacon Ranch Wrap knocks off the Buffalo Chicken Sandwich.
And who will win the greatest rivalry of them all, ranch versus blue cheese? You decide.
Try them out for yourself. Give them a call today at 758-9464 or place your order online at wingsover.com.
Yard Gnomes Baseball is here. The Greenville Yard Gnomes offer summer fun with your family and friends at an affordable price. Catch every game at historic Guy Smith Stadium and enjoy great food from area food trucks, cold beverages, and exciting baseball action. Single game tickets start as low as $10 and mini plans as low as $48. Visit yardgnomesbaseball.com to get your tickets and Yard Gnome swag. Come out and hang with your gnomies this summer with the Greenville Yard Gnomes.
Give me that ooey gooey crispy crunchy mouth watering. Give me that creamy dreamy meaty topping pepperoni popping. Give me that crispy Kobe bone Papa John's. Better get you some. Try the trio before it's gone.
Hey Pirate fans, Papa John's is the MVP move for game day or any day. Place your order online at papajohns.com and sign up for Papa Rewards. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Go Pirates.
There's a common misbelief today that to make it further, you need to push yourself, that you need to give up any joy to continue your rigid routine. Or you could try another way. Take some time to enjoy life, like having a Michelob Ultra with friends, because happiness is essential to living an exceptional life. Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Michelob Ultra, proudly distributed by Carolina Eagle Distributing since 1989.
Hey Pirate Nation, it's Caleb with Stroud's Marine. Boating season is here, and at Stroud's Marine, we are stocked up with over 20,000 pre-owned parts. We've got everything you need, from propellers, lower units, trim units, electrical and fuel parts, and just about anything else you need for an outboard. Speaking of outboards, we will buy your old ones. And as always, our mission is to save you money and get you back out on the water as quickly as possible. Visit StroudsMarine.com today for more information. Stroud's Marine, your best source for salvaged outboard parts.
When you walk through the doors of Villa Verde, you'll experience the sights, sounds, and smells of authentic Dominican flavors. This is Jay from Villa Verde inviting you to come by and try one of our amazing empanadas, our famous red snappers, grouper bites, seafood paella, Cuban sandwiches, and much, much more. Relax on the patio with a fresh mojito or a cold beer while enjoying one of our out-of-this-world desserts, like our rum pineapple cake or our famous tres leches. Villa Verde on 10th Street, a platform for good, and a proud supporter of the Pirate Nation.
Hi, this is Morgan Ehlers, and you're listening to Pirate Radio, the voice of the Pirate Nation.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities. Community-owned utilities mean local control, low rates, and high reliability. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to our show. I want to thank Damian Magazoo for coming on with us. And now, Kirk Kraft is live in the studio with us. A couple of guests live in the studio on this edition of The Brian Bailey Show. I want to update the second chance with the Sweet 16 contest. We will announce our official winner coming up next week. If you look at it, and Kenny, I think, has been watching this, Kenny Curlings. Kenny has UConn to beat Purdue tonight. So if UConn beats Purdue, Kenny will be the winner of our
second chance. That's it. With the Sweet 16.
He'll be the winner. The only other person that picked Purdue to win the national championship, that would be me. That was me.
I did too.
But I picked Arizona. I had Arizona way up there. And so I had Arizona in that mix. That was my original pick. So, but I still have UConn and Purdue as far as that goes. And but if I win it, we're going to just put a drawing out. We're going to do it that way.
Bailey, you talked to Coach Steele, Mike Steele. How's he feeling about his Boilers?
I haven't talked to him. I know he's there, okay. But I hadn't had a chance to talk to him. But that's an amazing story, too, that you get a chance to, you know. Cause Coach Steele was one of the star players the last championship Purdue won. That was an NIT title back in 1492. I mean, I guess it wasn't that long ago, but he was part of that NIT championship team at Purdue that they honored, I think, at some point this year. But I know he and Sandy are both out at the Final Four in Glendale, Arizona. So we wish Purdue the very best of luck because of Coach Steele and off his support throughout the year. Kirk Kraft joins us. Coach, you had a good weekend this weekend, didn't you?
Yeah. Did Steele start out there when he was up there at Purdue?
He was a star for him. Man, he was. Well, just let him tell you. he was good. Huh. But he was. And according to my buddy Britt Laughinghouse, who's another great sponsor of our show with Boston Slug Furniture, he says that they took a trip out to Purdue, and he said Mike walks around like he owns the place, which is not a really big surprise if you think about it. But he knows all the coaches, goes in the office, sits down, gets a drink, and has a good time. So he's got it made.
That doesn't surprise me.
Not at all. Yeah.
He owns Green.
Greenville too.
But yeah, Brian, thank you for having me on. We had the 10th annual Bill Carson Invitational this past weekend. It was on Friday and Saturday. The weather cooperated. It was a little breezy.
A little cool, not bad.
58 and sunny is better than 36 and rainy and cold. So, this is the one time of the year we're on like any other program in our department where we only host one event.
Right.
And this is it. So we had UNCW, NC State sent a small contingency, and then our neighbors, Mount Olive, sent some people. So you have four teams, and there was a nice group of kids, and we had senior day, and that went awesome. So good weekend.
Yeah, and you had a chance. This gives you a chance to bring all the families in for all the seniors and even the juniors, sophomores, everybody. All the families can come in, but the seniors, obviously, for senior day.
Well, we had 26 seniors, which is a big group, Brian. That's probably the biggest group in my 19 years here at ECU that we've honored in all my years. So there was 16 women, 10 men, and then the alumni come back, as you mentioned.
Right.
We had, Tiffany Harris was back here. Tyshonda Hawkins was back here. Coleman Farrell. It just we must have had 10 to 15 people that were in the program from years back, all the way back to 2012, that made this a special date on their calendars. So it's always good to see the alumni. And what that meet does, as you just mentioned, is it brings people together. It brings the alumni in the past. It brings the families to town for senior day. The only bad thing about the whole weekend is that they spend so much time trying to figure out where they're going to eat, where they're going to get the balloons, how
don't
they're going to get
blown
up.
Don't we all do that?
Up.
Yeah.
The frame, this, that, and the other. They kind of lose focus of what they're supposed to do on the weekend, but they get to sleep in their own beds. But it was a great time had by all.
When you look at your program as a whole, in the outdoor season, where are some of the places that you go to?
Well, we've got, obviously, we're done with this was our third meet this past weekend.
Okay.
Previous to this, we had been to the Raleigh Relays last weekend, and then 2 weeks ago, we were at High Point University on March 22nd. So we just completed our third outdoor meet. This weekend, we go to the Duke Invite, which is on Friday, Saturday, and then we wrap that up the following weekend at Wake Forest. So it goes by quick, High Point, Raleigh, our home meet, Duke, Wake, and then the conference meet. Not to speed things up, is in the middle of May. The regionals are at the end of May.
Right.
And then the culmination is Eugene, Oregon, in the middle of June. So we've still got a lot of track to go, but it does wind down quickly.
Yeah. And the ultimate goal is to try to send an athlete or two to Nationals, right? Do you have a chance this year?
Brian, we've had the honor of representing East Carolina in a very positive way with some of those kids. You know, the most recent one was Summer Knight. Everybody remembers Summer.
I remember Summer.
The pole vault lady. She was a 2022 All-American, a 2021 All-American. In 2021, she was third. In 22, she was eighth. Now she's working up at a local hospital up in Greensboro, a nursing major. So she's been there. We've had guys, Montrell Morrill. We've had Ryan Davis there. We've had 4x1. Tynita Butts was a name that everybody knew way back in 2014, a wonderful high jumper. In fact, made the Olympic Games this last Olympics. So, you know, that is the goal, is to get the people to Eugene, Oregon. That's the Mecca.
And that's just part of your season, because you have the indoor season as well.
That's correct.
When does that start?
We had an indoor season, which goes in January and February and into March a little bit. Mm-hmm. But the indoor season consists of Virginia Tech. We went there twice. And then you go to, we had a meet at Virginia Beach. They got a facility up there, Liberty and Lynchburg. Mm-hmm. So there's only a handful of facilities that have 200-meter tracks that are banked, but they're close enough to us. Blacksburg, Lynchburg, and UNC's got a flat 200-meter track. So we stay regionally for indoor. But, you know, people always say, what's the difference between indoor and outdoor? Well, outdoor, you run once around for a 400. Indoor, you run two times around for the 400.
You get dizzy.
Indoors, obviously, you don't have wind and rain and hail. Right. And there's no elements. Outdoors, you've got wind to your face, wind to your back, a side wind. So it's tougher to compete outdoors because you're dealing with the elements. But, yeah, the indoor season, basically, Brian, we're going from January to the middle of June with our indoor and outdoor season. And then you've got cross country in the fall. So there's not a whole lot of rest for me and my staff.
And how do scholarships work, and how does recruiting work for you?
You know, the recruiting thing is just like any other sport. You know, in fact, we've brought 50 kids in on campus since August, 50 men and women. So, you know, you're losing 26 to 30 people. You got to replace those people. And then you never know who's going to be ineligible. You never know who's going to transfer. You never know who's going to quit. You never know who's going to hang it up. So, you know, you got to bring kids. And that's also taxing. Absolutely. You're bringing kids in on football weekends and basketball weekends. So that recruiting never ends. Just constantly around the clock. You know, every week, every weekend, we're hosting and dining kids. But so there's plenty to do.
And scholarships, how many scholarships do you get for track?
On the men's side, you get 12.6. On the women's side, you get 18. So the men have less than the women, no different than women's basketball, men's basketball. Men's basketball's got more.
Baseball, softball.
Baseball, I think, is 11.7. Softball is, you know, I want to say 12 or 13. So on the women's side, 18, men 12.6, and we're an equivalency sport. So we take and you can divvy that up. You can be on 5,000, I can be on 3,000, you know, the other person's on 2,000, walk on. But you can give full scholarships in our sport too. So, but what we do with those 18 scholarships, you've got 50 kids, you can do the math. It's broken up. It's broken up into pieces.
Yeah.
Just like baseball.
Right. Has NIL affected you guys at all and transfer portal?
No. You know, a little bit of transfer portal, because we've gotten some kids out of the transfer portal from Murray State and from Missouri State. And, you know, we've gotten kids out of from UNC. So our kids, thankfully, Brian, don't go into that like the football kids and the basketball kids. And that's interesting you bring that up. You know, one of the things you try to do with your team is you try to create a good culture. Right. You try to retain them. Retention is very important. You want to do things to retain them, keep them happy, although that's, you know, a lot harder than, you know, easier said than done.
That's got to be difficult.
Very difficult. So, you know, we've had a couple kids that obviously could fit that category. This Malisi Muzan, the Royal Burris, school record holders, conference champions. You know, this is their fifth year. But, you know, they've chosen to stay with us, thankfully. But we don't play that game as much as some of the other sports.
Yeah, I would say, too, that the parents have to be involved. And the parents, you know, look at, you know, any athlete. But if they have athletic skills enough to get partial scholarships or full scholarships and to get that degree, because that degree, you know, and so many people, you know, get their degrees, but they're paying on student loans forever.
Well,
because college is expensive.
And, Brian, that's funny you mentioned that, because this is not to discriminate against any sport or any coach or any program, but, you know, usually the football guys and the basketball guys and the baseball guys, your three biggies are, you know, our three major sports. They're all going to the NBA, as you know. They're all going to the NFL, and they're all going to Major League Baseball. Right. You know, I'm being sarcastic and facetious. So,
but they think they are.
They think
a lot of them.
So, and that's okay. You know, that's okay to have that dream, and they should aspire to have that dream. But, you know, with the non-revenues, the lacrosses and the golfs and the tracks and the soccer, we got to make sure we get our degree and make sure we finish this thing out. But I do understand the goals and the aspirations of those three major sports. I get it.
Yeah. And you got to be really pleased when you get a chance to bring these schools to East Carolina to show off your facilities, because, you know, it's nice when you go down Charles Boulevard and see everything.
It's amazing. You know, whether you're going, you know, north on Charles or south on Charles, you look over to the right or to the left and you see a lot of chaos in there between those, between that iron rod rail. You know, you see a lot of, I always tell people we're a three-ring circus, but it's an organized three-ring circus. You know, you've got the long jump going on while the shot's going on, while races are going on and high jump is going on. And, you know, a lot of anxiety out there. So a lot of stuff going on, guns going off, people jumping in the sand, people throwing implements. So we're like a smorgasbord. You know, you go in and you can pick and choose. Well, that's what track and field is. You can, you know, there's never a dull moment. But, we've got a beautiful facility. And I think when people, I always worry about that intersection there. People are, you know, gawking over. Yeah, exactly. You
it's
know,
like they're looking. They always look at a wreck.
And trust me, you know,
make calls one.
There's been a few of those over the years at that intersection, and that's why for baseball games and stuff, they've got somebody out there directing traffic. But that's another subject.
Someone writes in and says, "Would an indoor football field help your track and field as well? Will you be able to do anything with that?"
I don't know who that is. I'm not asking, but I tell you what, that you know. When that comes to fruition,
it's going to come too eventually.
I think we're close. Yeah. You know, I don't know. You know, you need $25 million or something like that is a number I see.
Just write a check.
So you can send it in the mail, Brian. So you know, that facility is going to be something that's going to be available to all of our sports, you know, including baseball. You know, to hit ground balls and for us to do agility and stretching and running and. I think the plan is to put it over the top of the practice turf field there, I believe, or at least that location.
I've heard different stories, and I'm not sure what the actual is. Yeah. I've heard that same thing. Yeah.
But to answer the caller's question is yes, that would be an area that we could get out of the elements and get out of the wind and get some productive work in.
Yeah, and I think that Coach Houston he keeps looking at it. He said we got to break ground sometime, and I think it's got to be coming very shortly. Kirk Kraft, East Carolina track and field coach, is our guest. We'll take a commercial break right now. We'll come back. We'll talk about the 10th annual Bill Carson Invitational. We had a great weekend this past weekend, and more on this edition of the Brian Bailey Show after this.
This is good.
The Angus Grill is your premier spot for the best burgers, cheesesteaks, and brisket sandwiches around. Join us for our unmatched variety of burger combinations, from the mushroom bacon Swiss burger to the jalapeno popper burger to the original Angus classic. Pair that burger with our amazing onion rings, tots, fries, or sweet potato fries. Angus Grill, with four amazing locations in Eastern North Carolina, including Winterville near Pitt Community College, on Jarvis Street in Uptown Greenville, and on Statensburg Road near the hospital. It's the best burger around, guaranteed.
I'm Michael Vaughn with East Coast Grading and Utilities. Many of you know my dad, David Vaughn, and his work in putting in subdivisions all over Pirate Nation. But East Coast Grading and Utilities is not just for those type of big jobs. We're here for the homeowners. Whether it's concrete, driveways, hauling rock, or sand, whatever you need, East Coast Grading and Utilities can get the job done. Call us at 252-531-7494 or check us out on Facebook at East Coast Grading and Utilities.
Attention athletes and fans, Tiebreakers is looking for all-stars. Do you know an athlete who made a game-winning play, scored an amazing touchdown, or hit a huge home run? We're scouting Eastern North Carolina for this month's most outstanding athlete. Go to tiebreakersathlete.com to nominate your favorite player for the prestigious Athlete of the Month Award. Tiebreakers, shining a light on the athletes that make Eastern North Carolina proud. Submit your nomination now at tiebreakersathlete.com.
The convenience of Pitt Greenville Airport is waiting just outside your front door. Service is back, so you're connected to destinations worldwide through flights from American Airlines. Plan your next trip. Book your flights today at flypgv.com or aa.com.
Good news, business travelers. PGV and American Airlines has added a new early morning flight available now. Book today at aa.com and be on time for that connection in Charlotte. Fast, convenient, and close to home, PGV has American flights perfect for your next trip. PGV, where the Pirates fly.
It's bow time. When you combine the bold taste of a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with dill pickles, Carolina Gold barbecue sauce, and a toasted bun that's great on the go, you get both Bird Dog. In fact, you can grab two of them for $5. Available for a limited time only. It's bow time. It's bow time. Bojangles' new chicken rice bowl is bold from the bottom up, with a base of dirty rice, Cajun pintos, grilled chicken or supremes, and a sprinkle of cheese. Like it hot? Add a dash of Texas Pete. Head to Bojangles and try the new chicken rice bowl for a limited time. It's bow time.
For the latest from the world of golf, tune in every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 for the Golf Shop Radio Show, presented by PlayGolfMyrtleBeach.com, the golf capital of the world. Hosts Mark Greenhalgh and Matt Blanchard talk golf from tee to green and everything in between. If you like golf, you're going to love Golf Shop Radio. Before you tee up, drop on in. Welcome to the Golf Shop.
Pirate Radio 1250 and 930.
They'll never forget the eccentric pirate bonnet and his savage, insane, vengeful pirate horse.
See, he's a pirate, a real proper pirate.
A proper pirate.
That man is a fearsome pirate if I've ever seen one.
Yep.
Yeah, he's definitely a pirate.
The voice of the pirate nation. You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities. Working for our community, not for shareholders. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to our show as we continue on with Kirk Kraft, East Carolina track coach. Got about 10 minutes or so to go in the show. Let's talk about the past weekend that you had with the 10th annual Bill Carson Invitational. I know you guys get a chance to honor an East Carolina Hall of Famer, and it's really a neat event each year, isn't it?
Well, it's named the Bill Carson Invitational for a reason, Brian. I think you talked to me on the field a couple days ago, but Bill Carson was the longtime legendary coach here. That was here north of 4 decades.
Yeah.
I think it was 40-plus years. I think I was talking to one of his runners that came out this weekend. There's a group of runners that always John Osborne and George Brabella, and there's some old-timers that come out to watch that thing. And I think they said he came in 1968 is when he came.
Wow.
And I believe left in like 2008. So his wife still lives here in town, Ruth Ann. In fact, she came out to the meet on Saturday and sat with my wife, Nancy. So it's named after Bill, and you know, that's a great honor in for him. So the meet, you know, we had a lot of event winners. We set a record for point totals. The women scored 311 points. That was an all-time meet record for the women. The women won the meet. The men were third, scored 145 points. Was the 10th annual. Would have been the 11th because COVID ended up throwing the one out the door. You know, we had a number of school records. You know, we just we had a good weekend, and you know, now we got to focus our sights on the outdoor championships that we just mentioned a little bit ago. But there's two kids on my team that I want to give a shout out to.
All right.
Malicia Muzan is from
a pretty name too, Malicia.
Yes,
that's just
Malicia
a pretty name.
Malicia Muzan, and she is the record holder for the 60 indoor, the 200 indoor, the 100 outdoor, the 200 outdoor. She's been an NCAA qualifier, wonderful young lady, Heritage High School in Youngsville, North Carolina. You know where that's at, Double B?
I thought it was somewhere near Raleigh, wasn't it?
It's in the Wake Forest area.
Yeah,
is where she's from.
Heritage?
Heritage High School. And then she's just done a tremendous job. And then the men's side, we got a kid by the name of Royal Burris that's got the school record in the 200 outdoor, the indoor 300. He's from Harding University High School in Charlotte. So he came to us 5 years ago, as Malicia did. But those are two standouts. We got a number of really good throwers on our team. A lady by the name of Nadia Faison, Monroe. Is it Monroe County? Monroe High School, outside of Charlotte. She's been here for 6 years. It throws the shot, throws the hammer. So, you know, just we won a number of events, and And couldn't be prouder of the whole bunch.
But, you know, it's so much diversity as far as the different, you know, skill levels. You know, how do you, as a track coach, you're like the CEO, you organize it all, but how do you have an expert with you with the throws and try to get somebody with...
Great point.
Yeah.
You know, I've got five assistants, and you're only as good as the people that you surround yourself with, right. Brian, and you're only as strong as the weakest link, as they say. But... Coach Price is my throws coach. He's been here 21 years.
Wow.
He works with the discus throwers, the hammer throwers, the shot putters, the weight throwers, the skilled events. Those are really, really skilled events because it's not normal to pick up a 16-pound ball, you know, on the end of a piece of wire and throw it as hard and fast as you can. So
yeah, you can't go out to the playground and just practice.
No. And you've seen that cage at our place, that big three-story cage. So yeah. Coach Price has been here 21 years, does a wonderful job with that. Coach Cheek graduated, was coached by Coach Carson, works with our sprinters and hurdlers. Coach Billy, which I think you know, works with our distance runners. Coach Latham, our jumpers. And Coach Debo is new to the staff this year with our multi and pole vaulters. And somebody might say, what the heck do you do, Coach Kraft? Well, I manage.
You organize it all.
Oh, man. I manage. I delegate details, logistics, lots of moving parts to what we do. 21 events outdoors. You got buses and vans moving different directions. So 21 events. And, you know, we have a lot of moving parts. We're unlike softball or soccer.
Right.
You know, the soccer game's at 3 p.m. You know, you show up at 2.
Right.
You get out in the field for 2 hours and you're gone at 5.
Right.
Our deal starts at 8 in the morning till 10 at night. You know, it's kind of like a golf tournament.
Right.
But long days.
Yeah, long days indeed. And you had some long days this past weekend, but everything went pretty well. You had to, you know, we talked about the weather a little bit earlier, but it was nice. And you had a chance to set some records and do some things. And really, it kind of propels you for the rest of your season.
It does. It does, Brian. There's a lot of momentum, a lot of energy that, you know, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little tired and a little exhausted because there's a lot that goes into that. And, you know, you put all those, you put all that time and effort into a 5 or 6 hour meet. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. You know, those officials that we
hire. I was going to ask about the officials.
There's 25 bodies that come out of the Raleigh-Durham area. And there's some from Northern Virginia. They're coming as far as Pennsylvania. And the reason they come here to work this track meet is for a couple, two, three reasons. They enjoy Greenville. They love how organized we are. They love the facility. They love the fact that it's not out there all day long and there's a lot of heats and flights. We feed them good, put them in a nice hotel, and they get a chance to have that camaraderie between each other. So, you know, we treat them first class,
yeah.
And I think they enjoy that. A lot of times these track and field officials will go to a three-day meet and they're out there from 8 in the morning till, you know, 10 at night.
Right.
This is a kind of quick in and out. We do the three throwing events on Friday, and that's for the safety reasons of the facility,
right.
The hammer, the discus, and the javelin. We get out of way, so Saturday is there's no liability involved.
Wrapping things up with Kirk Kraft, East Carolina track coach. It kind of flew by. When you look at and step back, when Saturday, say 11 a.m., 12 noon, and you look around at all the people there, all the colors, all the pageantry, you know, what do you think about?
You know, I'm proud. That's funny, Brian, you mentioned that. I took a picture. I went up to my office, and I took a picture, and I was overlooking that thing, and I thought, you know something, I'm going to take a moment to go up there and take a picture and see what this looks like, you know, with what you're talking about. And
look at that.
It just...
It's like a postcard.
Yeah. And like I said, there's just a lot of things going on, a lot of people. You can see over there on the far side by Charles Boulevard. So I'm proud.
Yeah.
You know, it excites me. I feel like that... we've done something for the community, you know, and literally done something for the community with the hotel rooms and eating. But more so, I get excited and proud to showcase ECU, showcase the city of Greenville. And Wilmington loves coming up here, our neighbors, you know, down there to the south. They enjoy it. It's very fan-friendly, student-athlete-friendly, schedule-friendly for the coaches. It's cost-prohibitive. You know, they can come up the morning of, don't have to worry about staying overnight if they don't want to. So everything kind of comes together and makes sense.
Did you get one of those wrecks as a part of that picture you took? Any cars?
Did I what?
One of those crashes you talked about, people gawking over. And,
oh,
jeez. You know, he didn't have one in that picture, did you?
Well,
I didn't see one.
No.
But I saw
You know, there has been, to bring up, there have been years where the ECU police, you know, right there at that, right where you turn in, where there's been some onlookers.
Right.
And
it's just like looking at your phone and looking at a track meet.
And they've rear-ended people, and I'm like, oh, man. So, you know what? We have become a distraction at least once a year.
Yeah.
And they're wondering what in the
world. And that's a good distraction.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good distraction. Yep. All right, tell us where you guys go from here now. I know you've got a couple meets, and you got the outdoor championships for the American, that kind of thing.
Yep, we go to Duke this weekend, 4 days from now. And then Wake Forest after that. And then we go to UTSA, University of Texas San Antonio, for the Outdoor Championships, which is in the middle of May. And that's the culmination of the conference. And we have 14 schools on the women's side, 10 on the men. So all the conference schools will show up, just like they do for the indoor championships, but show up in San Antonio. And then from there, you move on with a select group of people to the East Regionals, which is in Lexington, Kentucky. By the way, Calipari left.
Oh, I know. I saw that. How about that?
Man.
Now at Arkansas.
Jeez.
Man.
Unbelievable.
Good job if you can get it. money if you can get it.
Those guys don't have to worry, do they, about where the next paycheck's coming from.
I'll just go from
Kentucky to Arkansas.
I'll just wake up one morning and change
schools. Then Musselman says, I'll go out to USC. I've had enough of this.
Exactly.
But the regionals are in Lexington, Kentucky.
All right. Wrapping things up.
I like how Coach Kraft drops college basketball news in between.
What's that clip?
Yeah. I like how you drop news.
Who are you picking tonight? Who are you picking tonight?
I had Purdue on my bracket.
Okay.
No money involved, Alex, in compliance.
That's right.
Purdue clip.
Alex, no money, Alex.
I had them going all the way, so I'm still in it. Purdue, UConn, but I do like the Hurley guy.
Yeah.
And, I tell you what, he's kind of captured the audience from across the whole country.
And for the second straight year, we see a former Pirate in the national championship game in Tristan Newton.
Tristan Newton.
Yeah, just a fascinating story.
I didn't realize the Nate Oates guy was connected to Bobby Hurley at Buffalo or something.
I saw the same thing,
with that tree.
I didn't realize that either.
How am I doing, Clip?
A+ as always.
Yeah, there you go.
as good as your first pitch always is at Clark and Clair Stadium.
A clip. It was, I want to go from the rubber. I don't believe in going in front on the grass. And then this year's, it was low and outside. It was in the batter's
ball
box.
Ball one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here. Want to thank Damon Magazoo for dropping by and getting us ready for the spring football game. 1 o'clock, Dowdy Ficklin Stadium coming up on Saturday. Also, of course, want to thank Coach Kraft for coming by.
Thank you, Brian.
And being a part of our show. Next week, Mike Houston joins us to wrap up spring football. That'll be a good show for you coming up next week. We'll see you back here next week on The Brian Bailey Show.
This has been The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, and also brought to you by
The Angus Grill, Bostic Sug Furniture, Bojangles, East Coast Grading, Greenville Auto World, Papa John's, Greenville Utility Company, Michelob Ultra, The Rick House, Taft, Taft & Hagler, and Tiebreakers.
Join us next week for another edition of The Brian Bailey Show, right here on Pirate Radio.